So it's like an entire world inside that bong, and that's kind of her trapping your soul.
Okay.
And that's why she's evil, because she needs souls. So but, people smoke from her, they get absorbed into the bong.
Okay, is it bad inside there, or?
It isn't that bad. It's actually pretty cool. It's a strip club. It's a reason to have
so
boobs on camera.
So it's not evil, really.
No.
If they weren't doing anything with their life in the first place.
I mean, if you really hate strip clubs, it would be evil. It would be your hell. But who really hates strip clubs?
I hate the music sometimes.
It's like karaoke night as far as the music.
That doesn't sound so bad. I don't think this is so bad.
But so that's the premise of the Evil Bong movies. The Ginger Dead Man is Gary Sinise? No, not Gary Sinise. Gary Busey.
Okay, I was like, Gary Sinise is like a real actor.
So Gary Busey.
Yes, he's
played
Ginger
in
Dead
the
Man.
First. Yeah, I don't think he's continued to do it. I think he's in the first one. And I think someone else is doing the voice of Ginger Dead Man. I'm not 100% on
Gary
that.
Gary Busey's doing all this other stuff.
Well, that's the funny thing. It's from like 2005, and Gary Busey doesn't look terrible.
Okay.
He doesn't look like the fucking maniac he is now. I mean, I don't know. I have a lot of sympathy for that guy. Like, that he was in a really bad bike accident and like shattered his skull.
And that's why he is how he is, do you think?
Yeah, that's why the traumatic head injury.
I feel like then someone around him should be like reining him in. You know what I'm saying? Like, if that is true, then whoever's around him shouldn't let him be, like, thrown out in the world.
I
agree.
Where
he just talks out his ass.
Yeah. I think it could be worse. He could be Randy Quaid, but he's almost, like, going that direction.
I always forget about Randy Quaid, and then I'm, like, surprisingly, like, oh, Randy Quaid.
It's like, oh, I missed you in Independence Day, too. No, I didn't. That was a horrible film. I just wanted it to be over.
Randy Quaid. He really is the guy he plays in Vacation.
Yeah, it turns out. But mm-hmm. Yeah, like all the less fun elements, like all the bad stuff.
Yes, because my uncle is also very similar to this.
Oh, yeah?
That is also my uncle. And so it's not funny when it's actually your family.
Is he a fan of conspiracy theories?
I'm sure.
Okay, so we haven't really talked about what we're doing. This is our penalty episode for our loss during, it was March Madness for some reason. I was still thinking back to October because that was the last
time we lost. This is the newest time we lost.
Yes, so last time around, our loss brought us to Dick Shark, which it was a surprisingly well-received episode.
Yes. Dick Shark. What a mess.
I laugh at that episode. I've listened back to it. Yeah, it was fun. But yeah, so this time around, we lost again. We did.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I don't think we were even close. I think we were
dead,
like,
in the middle, I think, this time.
Were we?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, it did turn around towards the end there as far as just rising up a little bit in the ranks. So this time around, the Women in Caskets, congratulations to them.
Yes, we should, fine.
We just had them on, well, I guess it wasn't just so recently, but our episode on New French Extremity.
Right.
Where they joined us along with Alexandra West. We sort of, amongst us in the podcasting group, we sort of added to the stakes as far as having the winner team podcast to guest star on everyone's podcast. So it's like a sort of publicity round.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, so we'll look forward to having Jen and Dawn. Sorry, that interruption was Mindy literally chasing Murphy around in circles.
I was trying to do it like so quickly that
it looked like no one would know. You look like Benny Hill for a second.
If Yakety Sax was there, it would be a lot funnier.
So when they decided on who gets what, they paid us back in full for our original. How do you, like, impose penalty? There's got to be a better name for,
I don't know.
Like,
you lost a bet.
Our punishment. Our punishment.
It is punishment.
We chose...
And it was like, a few people wanted to be like, oh, we shouldn't punish the people, but the punishment's the best part.
It is fun. I actually do. I really liked the Women in Caskets' take on the bad movies that they've had to see.
Yeah, their episodes are so funny.
When they get angry, their Halloween 2 review was really fucking funny. Yeah. Really funny. So when we were dishing out their punishment, it was Ginger Dead Man versus Evil Bong, which brings together the aforementioned Gary Busey.
Right.
And I don't know who voices the Bong lady, but it's not like an A-list star, if you'd believe it.
I don't believe that. I mean, only the best here in the Evil Bong, I was going to say trilogy, but it's much, much more.
Yeah, yeah, I guess if you're counting the both of them. They're both, I kept saying, is it Platinum Dunes? What is the company that does
Full Moon.
These? Full Moon? I don't know why I keep...
You're making it way fancier than it is.
So, you know what? I think they actually share a producer. I don't remember the guy's name, but he GoFunded me the 6th installment of the Evil Bong movies.
Oh.
Fans paid and met the goal for the 6th installment.
Because people wanted to see it that much.
Or it's just a really public campaign to ask your parents for money.
Oh, maybe. I believe that. That actually makes sense.
It probably also looks better on the taxes that way. Anyway, our punishment was Evil Bong High Five.
Yes.
So it's the 5th installment of the Evil Bong series, of which I there are 6. They used to be on Amazon Prime up to recently, and then they changed to some subscription. You know what? It's the Full Moon subscription. Is there like...
I mean, think about the person who pays to have access to Full Moon's collection.
It seems like a gamble on their part to like go through all that trouble. I don't know that that's going to see
it's
dividends.
It's not a gamble. You know exactly what you're getting. Garbage.
The Bong world isn't big enough to contain my badass. I'm going to rule planet Earth. I'll need some seed money, though. And that's where you motherfuckers come in. You're going to sell my magic weed to all the stoner motherfuckers out there at an incredibly fucked up price.
Dude, look at all the little Eevees.
We shall pack them with weed and give them to the customer.
If you're looking for weed, grass, koosh, pooch, stems, chemicals, stink, or skunk, go to one of our lousy competitors. But if you're looking for the finest of the fine, visit EB's Magical Weed Dispensary, because we have the finest in town.
Are you with him now?
It's just a gig, Sugar Daddy.
Perfect.
Prepare yourself for the Punisher.
So yeah, we're going to load up. It's on Hulu, if anybody gives a shit.
You did some research for this episode, and I was just like, nope, I'm not even going to look at it.
I had fun with Dick Shark. I knew the movie was going to be abysmal, and so I wanted to have some cutaway stuff, and so I dug out shark facts.
Oh, it's getting fun here. Whee!
I dug up
Darren's
facts
goofy.
About sharks.
I liked those facts
about
sharks.
We cut them in. Yeah, it was fun. It really made the editing go a lot easier than it would have otherwise, just as far as like assembling the best of jokes of like an hour. It was more than an hour and a half. It was like a 2.5-hour movie.
It was over 2 hours.
So, yeah, so the shark facts in that case were like a fun cutaway and informative, if I could say.
I thought so, yes. I thought so.
This time around, I'm going to be obnoxious and have facts about marijuana.
Ugh, I hate people who have facts about marijuana.
I have so many different types of facts.
Oh, God.
Yeah, this is going to be good. This is going to be good. Let's load this up.
I hate you already. Ready?
Ready.
Here we go. All right. This is like the Lorax.
Okay, so to catch you up to...
Yeah, because I don't know what the
Bong,
hell's going on.
So I kind of explained that the Bong is this internal world it might be where we find these characters now.
Oh, they're in the bong now.
I think so.
Oh, this otherwise, doesn't look bad.
We're looking at this. Looks like a cutaway from a porn, actually. This we're looking at three people on a bench. It's a guy sandwiched by two very pretty women in jungle attire.
Sort of. A sweater is not jungle attire.
But it's all netting clothing.
She's showing her bra.
Okay, so the guy in the middle is in all the movies.
Oh, okay.
All the other characters were seemingly killed off. He, at some point, jokes that, like, we don't talk about them anymore. So he's the only actor who can find work outside of the series.
Okay.
Oh, my God. This is going to be a whole movie of this. It's just more talking.
They just talk to it. It's like My Dinner with Andre.
I did. It's just like that. Let's get into some facts about marijuana.
Okay.
All right. So we'll start with an ancient fact. Ancient fact about weed.
Okay.
Cannabis is mentioned in the Pensao Ching, the world's oldest pharmacopoeia, which was compiled from Chinese oral traditions dating back to 2700 BC. The first evidence of the plant's cultivation from East Asia, where the stems were used for fibers and the fruits eaten.
Okay.
But 2700 BC, people were already consuming.
Well, I mean, it's an old plant.
I wondered, yeah. I mean, just by its nature, there must have been so much trial and error, and you just hope someone's writing down what everyone's eating.
Right.
Because it's kind of like you can only find out if something is poisonous by trying it.
And watching someone get killed.
Yeah. So a lot of people died to get us our marijuana.
So we could have this film.
This green screen. This is still a conversation between three dopes.
This reminds me a lot of... there's an old man just showed up and he scared me.
That guy I've seen in the descriptions described as Rabbit.
Oh, okay.
In the first movie, he's a delivery guy. Is this a porn?
There's a nude lady playing Twister with Rabbit. They're all wearing sweaters.
Rabbit, yeah. Rabbit is like a 65-year-old man. So it was even ridiculous when he pops up in the first movie.
Oh, it's the ginger dead man.
As a UPS driver. Oh, God. Oh, no. Oh, stop touching that woman. Rabbit is an old man. He's an old filthy man who's motorboating the Twister girl. And we're watching a porn again. What the fuck?
Why do we keep getting assigned? She's got nipple piercings.
Oh, God.
Oh, this is gross. He's, also, Ginger Dead Man's just looking on.
Gary Busey is just chilling, watching this old man grope this teenage girl? No, early
20s. Well, he's lobotomized at this point in time, the Ginger Dead Man.
Right, you read that. Maybe we're supposed to be listening to what they're saying.
I don't know what's going on. Easy. Wait, let's listen. Why is everyone wearing sweaters? Oh, because it's hemp.
Oh.
It took me a minute.
So
I feel dumber for having figured that out. She just said, show us your hole. I'm grossed out. This is gross.
And now we get the opening credits. I will say the opening credits have gotten better in these films.
Is that true?
It is. Oh, my God. I think it's the same opening white reggae. I think they use the same song. Either that or all of these goddamn songs sound the same. Which, like,
who
I'm
knows?
Not throwing shade. I still love Sublime.
There's nothing wrong with Sublime. Don't compare Sublime to this. This has nothing to do with Sublime. Don't go crazy.
So this reminds me of Slightly Stupid, which is like a sister band to Sublime.
That is Loose Sister. Yeah, okay.
Loose Sister?
Like a Loose Sister.
Yeah, I mean, I think maybe same record company. And
yeah.
They're friends.
Oh, there's a lot of people in this movie. Yeah. Oh, someone's named Mindy.
Hey.
Of course they are. It's probably the naked girl.
There's going to be a lot of naked girls. Let's jump in with a medical marijuana fact.
Okay.
This is a pretty basic one. There are hundreds of different custom strains of marijuana tagged with names like Sour Diesel, Blue Dream, or Trainwreck. All of these are categorized as sativa or indica. Here's a sample of an explanation of the difference. Sativas are heady and often energetic. Caregivers often recommend sativa strains for patients seeking relief from depression, PTSD, fatigue, and some types of anxiety and pain. Although sativas produce an enjoyable effect, they usually are the culprit when a smoker becomes nervous or paranoid. That extra impact is likely the result of I don't know. That goes into science speak. But so that, okay, so sativas are the heady.
Really how you just read that? I don't know.
No, because I'm not going to try and say delta 9 tetrahydrocannabinol. Okay. Well, there I said it. okay, so whereas indicas are the relaxing, sit on the couch and enjoy some cartoon strain, they're perfect for users suffering from any type of pain, nausea, or anxiety. They're also preferable to novice users as they acclimate themselves to the herb. This variety is popular for meditation or yoga due to its mind-calming qualities.
Okay.
I don't
okay, now
know
rabbits
that weed would help this movie.
Doing something.
When he smiles, you can see his... You see both sides of his teeth.
Yeah.
Like all the way to the back. Like you can spot the molars from the front.
Yeah, that's really fucked up.
Do you think this plays like Rocky Horror Picture Show at like 420 conventions?
No,
and like,
because the music is good in Rocky Horror. This is terrible. She has an accountant. So.
Evil Bong has an accountant because.
Why not?
You don't get to the top of the heap just being willy-nilly with your finances.
Why does she have? Why does she need money? She's not a human. So she's going to force them to be drug dealers.
Did I miss something? Was there talk of like world domination? And
she needs $1 million. So they have to go sell $1 million worth of weed.
I'm so glad you like that.
Say what?
I don't understand why. But.
It's just so dumb.
Punishers? Punishers?
But she said Punishers.
Oh, like, oh, that's crass. That's crass, Evil Bong.
Oh, boobs. That one right there is probably named Mindy. That really hoary one.
All right, let me take your mind off the nudity with political weed facts.
Okay.
At a time when Jeff Sessions is dragging our criminal justice system backwards, we go even further back to a more racist time.
More racist time?
A more racist time. So Harry Anslinger, the first commissioner of the Federal Bureau of Narcotics, an early predecessor to the DEA, was one of the driving forces behind pot prohibition. He pushed for it explicitly for racist reasons, saying, quote, "Reefer makes darkies think they're as good as white men." And this quote...
We can't have that.
No, that was his rally cry. And this next quote should be etched on a plaque over the doors of Congress. There are 100,000 total marijuana smokers in the U.S., and most are Negroes, Hispanics, Filipinos, and entertainers. Their satanic music, jazz, and swing result from marijuana use.
Probably.
This marijuana causes white women to seek sexual relations with Negroes, entertainers, and any others.
So, wait, I'm a little confused, though. So if the white lady smokes it, then she suddenly wants to date black guys and Filipinos, too? What's that? Where'd they come from?
Yeah, that seemed pretty specific, considering this was, like, the 20s.
Yeah, like, that's really bizarre.
Yeah, he's calling out, like, just the races he doesn't like. Like, that's just a list of the races he doesn't like.
And he's like, you know who I met the other day? A Filipino person.
I'm going to include them in my address.
That's fucked up.
All the war on drugs stuff starts with Harry Anslinger. And, even in the day, like, he eventually lost his titles and was disgraced because even for the time, he was so fucking racist. He could not be racist in public.
Like, get it together. Even Sessions can sort of keep it together. So now they're in the real world.
Yes. So it looks like he has expanded his store. He had a head shop.
Which guy had the head shop?
The young guy.
Oh, okay. And now he's wearing some sort of Karate Kid outfit, the gingerbread man.
I don't know why the gingerbread man's dressed like the Karate Kid, but he's wearing the headband too.
I don't like Rabbit. He said Punisher again, and I don't like that either.
It's like a creepy smile is his resting bitch face. So like when he's not,
yeah, you're right.
So when he's not talking, he's making a horrifying smile.
And I think this is like that actor. This is that. That's what you get. What if that was your grandfather? I don't understand how this was written. Do you think they made this up as it goes? Like, do you think there was a script?
I don't know. If they're crowdfunding these movies, do they feel an obligation to, like, plan ahead?
Okay, so anyway, so they're at this head shop. Now they're going to go somewhere else because, oh no, they're still in the head shop. They're just in the back room. And there's a bunch of little evil bongs. I thought they were selling drugs, not bongs.
They were, because she has evil weed she wants sold to the world.
Okay, so you sell the drugs and give a free bong away.
Is that what they're suggesting?
He's saying if you take one down, she'll feel it. So that's how she's checking their sales.
So that's how she does inventory.
Yes.
Between the inventory and the accountant reference, like I think she's fiscally responsible. I like Evil Bong. And we've already talked about the Evil Bong world. That's essentially a strip club.
Yeah.
Who's she hurting?
Oh, it was funny. When the ginger dead man smoked earlier, his eyes were red, and I just assumed his eyes were red, but they're not.
Oh.
So they just changed his eyes out.
Attention to detail. That's why people keep coming back to these
movies. That is why.
They appreciate the craftsmanship that goes into Evil Bong High Five.
So the dress code, there's a dress code here, and the dress code is that you wear your bra.
Why did, oh God.
Oh, she's a traveling salesperson in a bra. She's like a pharmaceutical
wow.
sales girl.
Well, in all fairness, you couldn't send Rabbit out on the street to solicit people.
No.
Get them to buy weed.
He would probably give children candy, though.
Oh, God.
Okay. We're introduced to a new character.
I think that's his grandfather. Yeah.
Oh.
I recognize a character from the first Evil Bong movie, which I watched last night. It was bad.
Grandpa is kind of a dick.
Yeah, yeah, he was always an asshole.
Okay. He's using his acting, though.
He's certainly using the space. He's filling that frame.
He is
big
filling
arms.
The frame.
Big arms.
Big hands. Does he say that all the time? Say what is his thing?
Say what
yeah.
is a new catchphrase to me.
Oh.
I
like it.
Don't know when they started doing that, but
kind of the best part of the movie.
I'm picturing as like a rap gift, they gave out t-shirts with his face and a bubble.
Say what?
Say what?
They didn't have a rap gift. Wait, I missed what this guy's doing. I don't care. It's fine.
Oh, I guess there's neon lights and shit on the walls. It's making everything look like fucking Blade Runner. Barnell wants to be an actor?
Oh, yeah, he wants to be an actor.
And he's
and
saying,
Gramps is
like,
making
no
fun of him.
No hurry to get into the biz.
Stanislavski was 33 before he became, like, any sort of famous.
Was Stanislavski... I only know of the, like, Stanislavski method
right,
as far as
right.
why I know his name at all. Was he a stage guy?
He was. He
okay,
was.
So he,
and then he developed the method. But he didn't do anything until, like, he was 33 years old. Late bloomer.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Rodney Dangerfield was in his 50s.
You know me, I love crowds. And as a kid, my house was always crowded, always people around. You know, I come big old-fashioned, hard-working, stupid family. That's what I come from. What a dumb family I got. Looked up my family tree. I found out I'm the sap. My old man, he was dumb too, my old man. He worked in a bank that caught him stealing pens. Pens. Come on, move it along, will you? I mean, my family's always been mixed up. Why, in the Civil War, my great-grandfather, he fought for the West. Tell you, I can't relax, you know. But the other night, I felt like having a few drinks. I went over to the bartender, I said, surprise me. He showed me a naked picture of my wife.
That might not be true. I think it might have been in his late 40s. But he had, like, a two-part career where he tried stand-up comedy. He got, like, middling success, but not, like, career-worthy.
Uh-huh.
And so he kind of retired.
Yeah.
And he worked at a laundromat for years. And he would steal their like, postcards that they would give away. And he would write jokes on these postcards. And he would, like, throw them all together in this pillowcase. And over the years, like, he just wrote these one-liners and banked them. Wrote them and banked them. And when he decided to get back into stand-up comedy, he had a bag full of jokes.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So now some meth heads just walked into the head shop, but they're meth heads, so I don't know what they're doing. They want something that's going to fuck them up real bad, but the weed shop's not going to cut it. Oh, wait. I think that guy's speaking in sign language, one of the meth heads. Or he just likes to use his hands a lot.
It would be really tough. Do you think being a meth head and using sign language is like speaking with a stutter and in sign language. Like, stop shaking. I can't read what you're saying.
I don't know what you're saying.
I've got a medical marijuana fact.
Okay.
And this is a really happy one. Suicide rates are lower in areas where medical marijuana is available.
Okay.
A Denver state-level study analyzed the statistical trend of suicide after introduction of medical marijuana. From the study, quote, "Our results suggest that the passage of a medical marijuana law is associated with an almost 5% reduction in total suicide rate, an 11% reduction in the suicide rate of ages 20 to 29 males, and a 9% reduction in the suicide rate of 30 to 39 males." Wow, it's a lot of males killing themselves.
Yeah, it's a lot.
But yeah, that's incredible news, considering, like, in that state, it's saving a couple lives.
And now we're back in Bong World with the Punishers.
I'm satisfied not to say it or hear
it
again.
I'm going to keep saying it. I'm really confused on just everything that's happening. Oh, good. Another crazy walked in off the street.
This is someone they didn't bother to explain in the first movie, but he's a man with a pig nose.
Wait. There's
Rambo
a man
wink.
With the pig nose in that one movie that I didn't like, but then I kind of did like after the fact. In Bullshit Artist.
Oh, yeah.
What
the
is
Greasy
this?
Strangler.
It's like anime with cat ears. There's something about dumb movies with pig noses. It's an archetype I don't understand. I don't know. So Pig Man has a good-looking girlfriend.
Isn't it kind of weird that at the end of the day, they could kind of lean back and say, like, it's an absurdist film. Obviously it is. It doesn't have to make sense. Fuck you.
I guess they could say that. Maybe we just don't get it. Oh my God. Oh, Rabbit's making a hand gesture that I can't abide by. So now they're going to get into the doll business.
Oh, those are dolls in there?
Yeah. Oh, it's like the doll from
Trilogy of Terror.
Yeah.
I think the director made Ooga Booga. I think that's a reference to another movie that he made.
Oh, it's not a reference to Trilogy of Terror.
It makes an appearance in the first Evil Bong movie.
Oh, good. I think a stereotype just walked into this shop. I'm worried about where this is going.
I think he's in the other.
Oh, my God. I who would agree to this?
That guy's in the first movie also, and his teeth are more cartoon. That's him from the first movie.
What am I watching?
Okay, so what we're watching, just to lay it out there, is a doll that is referencing a movie called The Gook.
Yeah.
And I think that's a film the filmmakers make. Can you check IMDb?
Ooga Booga is a movie he did.
Yeah, that was the doll I recognized from the first movie. And it's one of the dolls that they're selling.
Not that last one.
No?
No.
The G word?
That's crazy. So not only is it naked ladies, it's also ridiculously racist stereotype stuff.
I have no idea how they got an actor, an Asian actor, to put in giant fake teeth and glasses and hold a camera.
Who would do that? I don't like that. The pig made a jack-off hand signal.
And he was stroking like a stripper pole. It was quite vertical.
And long.
I'm trying to remember. Pigs don't have corkscrew penises, do they?
I don't know anything about a pig's dick, Darren.
I don't think.
Okay, so now a new trio has come in.
More stereotypes.
Yes.
In this case, we've got a
gay stereotype. It's a man wearing a shirt, diva, and he's got a dog collar on.
We've got a master-slave dynamic with a guy who looks like hipster John Hurt.
Oh, my God.
What's happening?
I feel like they wouldn't have assigned this movie to us if they had known how offensive it is.
I think you're right.
It's so offensive.
In the way the earlier doll character, who they named the G word,
yeah,
became a doll like in a moment from a photograph taken in the store, we were introduced to a gay couple who are in a like collared master slave relationship in the store. That's public. That's unusual.
Yeah.
And then they take a picture of the sub, and it goes like background,
right,
sort of animated
and
picture.
And now he's a doll.
And they freeze frame him, and I already forgot what they called him.
They called him Butt Pirate.
Butt Pirate. He's his own doll named Butt Pirate.
He doesn't seem to be bothered by it. He's just dancing to some music only he can hear.
I feel like it's been too long since I gave a weed fact.
Why don't you hit me with one right now?
Oh, this is perfectly in theme.
Okay.
As far as offensive drug facts.
Okay, great.
Okay, so from Nixon's domestic policy chief, John Ehrlichman, he gave an interview, I think at the time it was for like Vanity Fair, and he just straight up said what the war on drugs was meant to do. Why don't you pause? Because the Ginger
Why
did
he keep making us watch porn?
The Ginger Dead Man is fucking the porn star from the
Why does everyone
scene?
Keep giving us pornography, though? Like, we didn't give anyone pornography. They're like, oh, Mindy and Darren, they'll love that. Give them that
oh
one.
Oh, my God. Oh, that's right. Jen, Dawn, you made us watch pornography.
Thanks. Really offensive, terrible pornography. Anyway, go on with that. I almost said dick fact. I don't know what movie I'm watching.
Flashback to last year. Well, yeah, no, it could go either way with this movie. But okay, so the former Nixon advisor, John Ehrlichman, straight up explained the war on drugs. You understand what I'm saying? We knew we couldn't make it illegal to be either against the war or black, but by getting the public to associate hippies with marijuana and blacks with heroin, and then criminalizing both heavily, we could disrupt those communities. Ehrlichman said, we could arrest their leaders, raid their homes, break up their meetings, and vilify them night after night on the evening news. Did we know we were lying about the drugs? Of course we did.
That's terrifying.
That is profoundly fucked up.
Yeah, that is fucked up. But let's go on to this fucked up thing.
Yeah, let's unpause Ginger Dead Man getting it on with the porn star.
She looks happy in this paused screen here.
Hey, why don't we throw another racist doll into
the
jambalaya?
That's the Ooga Booga, and it is not like Trilogy of Terror. Okay, let me tell you about Ooga Booga, just while we took a little pause here. Ooga Booga follows an innocent African-American medical student who is brutally murdered by dirty cops, but his soul is magically transferred into an action figure named Ooga Booga. With his tribal spear and old girlfriend to help, he takes to the streets and trailer parks to find the men that once ended his bright future. So Ooga Booga stars.
So that was the last of the racist dolls that we met was Ooga Booga.
We haven't met Ooga Booga yet. No,
looks
we
like a Bushman.
Ended on Butt Pirate. I mean, yes, he was in there, but we never got to see him come in and be like, take a picture.
Oh no, I guess not. We just saw like his doll. I just figured that was the most we were gonna say.
Okay, listen to some of the cast here. Hate to say it, Karen Black is in this film.
Right.
You know how I love Karen Black.
We were just talking about Trilogy of Terror and how I think that segment from Trilogy of Terror with the killer doll.
Yeah.
That is what Ooga Booga's modeled
similar
on.
Similar to,
but he's like, for good.
Not only is Karen Black in this, but Stacy Keach is in this film.
What?
Yeah, I know. What's going on?
Ooga Booga is its own movie that this fucking filmmaker made. Probably, do we have a date? 2013?
2013. It is comedy, fantasy, and horror.
It's all the things. It's
the horror part
all
is
the, base.
The racism. That's the horror part. How come no one tries to eat the Ginger Dead Man? He doesn't look good.
He looks pretty... I mean,
dirty.
Actually rotten. Like, they keep showing his giant teeth. I think that's kind of a knock on Gary Busey.
He said he thinks he's John Tesh, and then I thought, like, oh my God, I haven't thought about John Tesh in forever. Why is everyone's teeth all fucked up in this movie?
Because they don't offer dental when you make Evil Pong 5.
Like, I can't tell what's prosthetic and what's not. This has nothing to do with anything I'm discovering.
Ginger Dead Man...
He's crying.
Cries
but,
like milk. I'm being optimistic and assuming milk.
Oh, God. I'm going to say icing. Drizzle.
Oh, I think you just were lucky in missing that joke.
Jizzle.
Oh. This is dumb. This is pretty dumb. This is, I mean, I thought it was going to be dumb, but this is
dumb. I knew it was going to be dumb, but it's like, honestly, I think worse than Dick Shark in some ways.
I'm at least appreciating there's a narrative to this. I'm not following it.
Yeah, loose. I did hate all the mansplaining in Dick Shark. That I pretty much hated the most.
That was a movie about dicks, boobs, and mansplaining.
Mm-hmm.
That
no one's trying to explain shit to me here. Now Rabbit's doing some sort of magic? Is this the boob grabbing again? Because I'm not interested.
I think.
Did he say his knees are like dicks?
That's what I heard too. Oh, is she going to be a character also?
Yes. Crack whore.
Oh, for God's sakes. No one wants these fucking dolls.
Yeah, quit trying to sell me these dolls.
Now
he has to live in this terrible thing.
There's barely any time left on the movie. It's going to end like this and try and continue the story in Evil Bong 666.
Wait.
Evil Bong 666.
Oh, they went
takes
to
place
hell.
In hell.
Oh.
Successfully crowdfunded.
Wow. Well, you know what? Let me tell you, that was fucking terrible.
That was pretty dumb.
I pretty much hated it. It was also really offensively racist.
It was shockingly so. To the extent where, like, I mean, the filmmaker is definitely trying to, like, be edgy funny, but none of it works. Like,
yeah, I don't think that any of those things were funny.
It was all pretty horrible.
I feel like, honestly, that Women in Caskets did not know some of the stuff that was in this.
Oh, yeah. I can't imagine. I don't know. I'm trying to remember their review of the Evil Bong versus... Oh, well, yeah, no, I think...
there was
Ginger
some
Dead
racist
Man,
shit in there, too, I remember.
Yeah, I think he is supposed to be pretty nasty.
Because there was a bunch of, like, people dressed up like Rastas.
Is that right?
I remember I'm complaining about that.
Are we sticking to, like, trying to say three nice things?
Oh,
about
shit.
It?
We have to say three good things.
I could quickly jump out there. There was a moment where I started to appreciate some of the cinematography because the fluorescent lights were used to interesting effect.
Yeah, you could say the lighting was good. I would say
you enjoyed the nudity?
I enjoyed the nudity.
No, there was the one girl you were just like...
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I don't... Those were the size of dinner plates, and I can't abide by that. But the rest of the nudity, I thought that was fine. Oh, I like that catchphrase, but I forgot it now.
What? Pretty
See,
dumb.
See, that brought me joy. So there's that. He's like, say what?
I guess... Yeah, whatever. It was camp, and so having transitions throughout the movie, I kind of liked that it was like spinning bongs at times, like the old Batman, like the 60s Batman.
I think I hated that part. Wow, this was terrible.
This was really bad.
We need to do better and not lose again. Features. We've lost now twice in a row. When are you going to win?
I don't know. There's only been three or four of these. Four?
I don't know.
Three.
Ouch.
Three of these
three.
Things.
House.
Yeah. Two. Well, I'm thinking like two March Madness and the Halloween Madness. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, next time I'm going to Moneyball that shit and really straighten out.
Figure it out, dude.
The actual winner. The
we cannot
favorites.
Lose again.
No. This is getting a little tiresome.
Oh, there's a boobs at the end.
And Ginger Dead Man threw a stamp at
he
the
killed
boobs.
Them.
Full Moon Productions, everybody. Avoid them. So I think that'll wrap it up. We could shut it down.
Yeah.
This episode on Evil Bong High Five as our punishment by the Women in Caskets. So blame them.
That's right. Do not watch this movie.
Yeah, this is... I don't know who watches these movies. It's not like a good enough stoner movie, and it's certainly not a horror movie. It's another time we got screwed on that end that, like,
yeah,
not
this
a horror
isn't
movie.
Horror at all.
That wasn't scary. Just because evil's in the name doesn't mean it's horror.
There's nothing horror about it.
So that was an hour and 10 minutes of our lives.
Oh, we'll never get that back. Never.
Thankfully, it'll edit down to a more entertaining package. That's my hopes. All right. So you can find us on all the social media places, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. Our website is therancemacabre.com. All the social media stuff is at Rance Macabre. Our email is therancemacabre@gmail.com. Drop us a line. Find us on Patreon, where this month we did a rant sequitur episode where we talked about something decidedly unhorror.
Yeah. I don't even know what's going on. So it was a beautiful day outside. We didn't get to enjoy it. We were inside watching this shit. And that's how I feel.
I'm going to go take a walk. Clear my head. Murphy's making noise as well. All right, so that'll do it for me. This is Darren signing off.
This is Mindy. Thanks. The Rance Macabre. Cutting.
Cultured.
And curated.
And curated. And curated. And curated. And curated.